as I said, going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My mother said it was never bragging, you were telling the truth. Bottom line is, I'll bring in my next guest. Of course, he's a co-manager of Roberto Duran and a stellar amateur boxer in his time. I'm talking about Hector Martinez. A very good morning to you, Mr. Martinez, sir. He dropped. Okay, we'll try to pick it up once again. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA. We're trying to get Hector Martinez on the line. Of course, he is a former two-time Golden Glove champion here in Northern California, a guy that really was the most skilled of us all as far as pound-for-pound boxers were concerned. The bottom line is he was the co-manager of Roberto Duran for a long time, of course, and he worked with Mike Acree, a good friend of Mike Acree. So Mike Acree, the boxing promoter extraordinaire from a place called Erie, Pennsylvania, and he wasn't an Erie guy. Mike was a good guy. Mike was a bit of a strange guy. Mike was a clean freak. Mike was one of those guys that was using Lysol and all that kind of good stuff. We would check into a hotel, and before we check into, I mean, we go to our rooms, right? And there would be like an hour and a half where Mike was just indisposed. And you went, what the hell is he doing? What does he know? Is he doing drugs? What's Mike doing for an hour and a half? He's spraying down the room with Lysol. That's what he's doing. So we're wondering, well, Mike's doing for the first hour he's checked into the hotel. That's what he's doing. He's spraying down the room, wiping down everything, taking the bedspread off the top of the bed, the whole nine yards. I mean, he was the original germaphobe of boxing, my buddy Mike Acree. Now, we take it to the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, bringing Mike Acree's former business partner, my good friend. I'm talking about Mr. Hector Martinez. Mr. Martinez, how's life treating you?
Life is good. Just trying to stay safe and healthy, that's all.
So have you had any run-ins with bad health of late?
No, but I ran into COVID.
Okay, well, how did that? All right, let's talk about that. How'd that work out?
Well, I'm here, ain't I?
Okay.
I could answer the phone, so I'm happy.
Okay, that's a good one.
And the road was not too bumpy.
Okay, the road was not fantastic, man. That's the best news I think a lot of people can hear. So, you know, some people, doesn't it boil down to a lottery, Hector? In other words, what you can get, you can kick in like 3 or 4 days and have a cold and a sore throat and your voice goes off, but yet maybe it could kill me.
That's definitely true. And we also don't know if we catch it the second time, is that going to be worse? So
yeah,
there's no guarantee with life right now or any time, really.
Okay. Speaking of life, of course, a life that we know ended this week at the age of 63, way too young. Mike Acree, Mr. Health Freak, I was talking about him spraying down the hotel room. Bray, he brought his own. Did you know he brought his own pillowcases?
No, I didn't. But I was definitely aware that he liked to come in and disinfect the beds, without a doubt. That was Mike Acree. All right. He was anti-COVID back then. All right. He took all precautions. He was just a clean freak, and there was nothing wrong with that.
That
we weren't used to doing that. But he was just doing the right thing. That was all.
Yeah, I know. He would like disinfect the telephone. It was hysterical. But you know, it just proves
he was ahead of the time. That's
he was
all.
Ahead of his
look
time.
What we're
he
all, at, look was, what we're all doing now.
Yeah, of course, only 63 years old. Talk about the times when you and him were guiding Roberto Duran, because that couldn't have been an easy thing. Roberto's not the easiest guy to work, especially when you're trying to get him to lose weight and work and diet and all that kind of good stuff. Nobody wants to diet. How many calories was he on at one point in time?
He was on about 2,000 a day.
What is that?
2,000 a day. 2,000 a day. His meals looked very small to him. He fought with everybody. He didn't fight with me. I was pretty lucky on that, but he fought with everybody around the house. And the key was to get Roberto show up in the best shape, look presentable, and have a safe fight. And I want to thank Mike Acree, and it was an honor to work with him because he thought the same way also. It wasn't just go in there and throw the fighter in there and make some money. Mike knew that he was dealing with a legend, and he knew that when it was all over, he had to make sure that Roberto was as healthy and sane as possible. And he really looked out for that, and he expressed it as well. Something that you probably may not hear promoters talk about, but Mike was definitely conscious about that. And we worked very smooth. You know, our job was to show up with Roberto in good shape, try to attend the press conferences, give the best presentations. Mike and Louis DeCuba did a great job, and it was an honor to work with them.
Okay, Andrea, that the big comeback, the final comeback when he won the World Middleweight Championship against Iran Barkley, of course, on that stormy day in February of 1989. I mean, what was the pivotal fight? Was it beating Juan Carlos Jimenez? Was that the sort of the fight that sort of put Roberto back in the rankings? Because a lot of people didn't, the guy was once beaten, I think, from South America. Guys didn't think he was going to beat him.
True, he was a big, strong guy, but you know, Roberto getting in even at least in decent shape, his skills would always pull him through. His skills and experience, I'm sorry. That's what I think was always the key. Even though he was giving up age and size sometimes, he could pull it off with having a little bit of conditioning and his experience.
June of 1983, we got a couple of minutes left. He pulled off, of course, the beatdown of Davey Moore. You said that was revenge or he was trying to atone himself for the No Mas loss. Why don't you explain that a little bit?
The way I always see it, yes. After the second Sugar Ray Leonard fight, Roberto felt that the boxing world and people in Panama had turned their back on him. And Roberto, that was something new to Roberto. That never happened to Roberto in his whole boxing career. So at that time, he was trying to get a fight, and he was having difficulty with the promoters because it seemed like they turned his back on him. I think Ray Arcel had also left him. He didn't want to work with him anymore. So at that time, when it came to something like that, Roberto's heart was into it. Get out the way. If Roberto's heart is into it, you're in trouble. And I feel sorry for Davey Moore because he was the victim. Roberto went in there and used all his experience. And Roberto fought his ass off.
Good point. If Davey Moore would have only put that car in park. I got to run. Thanks for the appearance on the show. Of course, Mike Akin, may he rest in peace. All the best to you, young man. Thank you for your time.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Mike Akery, 63 years old, promoted from Erie, Pennsylvania. I've got all kinds of Mike Akery stories, but, you don't want to hear Mike Akery stories, I don't think. Well, I may tell a couple yet. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be here for another hour and a half, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and a plethora of other internet platforms. This is Ring Talk, and you, baby, know it.